T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Meantime, a group of multi-religious leaders gathered outside Schumer's offices here in New York to call for a ceasefire.
Their message is loud and clear.
Permanent ceasefire now. End the siege on Gaza now. Stop funding this atrocity now. Full prisoner exchange and hostage release now. And end the occupation and end the apartheid now.
Miriam Grossman with Rabbis for Ceasefire did not discount the Hamas attack on Israel.
The October 7th massacre of Israelis was utterly horrific. And at the same time, it cannot justify this genocidal response.
Rabbi Abby Stein called on politicians to use their power to represent the people.
You were voted in to speak up for what we want, and 80% of Democrats have been asking for a ceasefire.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Yeah, the real big concern right now is Netanyahu's plan to go into the southern town of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians fled to get away from all the shelling in the north. The U.S. won't support it unless Israel provides a roadmap on how they plan to do that. But so far, Israel isn't budging. So this thing is going to go on for a minute, folks. Back home, as the scheduled start date of congestion pricing looms around the corner, an advocacy group is asking the MTA to make some changes. Open Plan set up a list of 10 demands they want implemented before the plan rolls out in June. Top of the list, making MTA buses and ferries free for everybody the first week of the program. They say free rides would bring more people to public transit, which is the goal of congestion pricing, right? The MTA's current fare-free bus pilot with one line in each borough could end as soon as this month. Open Plan's proposal also calls for wider sidewalks, more public seating, and dedicated bus lines along all bridges and tunnels. The MTA says they appreciate the proposal, but don't plan to implement it. Donald Trump facing a major financial dilemma as he attempts to post a multi-billion dollar bond.
When it comes to raising $500 million to secure bond for the penalties levied against him in a civil fraud case, Trump is stumped. The former president's attorneys told an appeals court that they cannot get a company to back the bond, citing the amount. A real estate broker quoted in court papers saying bonds this size usually involve some of the largest companies in the world, not a privately held business or an individual. Some 30 entities were approached and none took Trump up on it, as they look for cash or stocks rather than real estate holdings. Last month, a New York civil court judge found that Trump deceived lenders and insurers by inflating the value of his holdings. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Trump had previously offered to put up $100 million as part of that bond, saying, you can trust me for the rest, but the judge didn't buy that. And you know the court of public appearance is going, well, wait a minute, I thought he said he had $400 million in the bank, or and he's a billionaire. So we'll see how this turns out. Well, that didn't last very long. A woman who was arrested in connection with those body parts found on Long Island, then released, arrested again. Didn't have anything to do with the body parts, though. 40-year-old Amanda Wallace caught Friday night for allegedly stealing out of a CVS. Wallace, along with 3 other suspects in that case, were released earlier this month because their charges are no longer bail eligible in the state, which sparked a political debate over bail reform. Wallace, 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, and 33-year-old Alexis Nieves were all charged with tampering with evidence and concealing a corpse. Electric school buses, a first-in-the-nation electric truck charging station, and oh yeah, a meaner, greener New York. That's what the mayor was touting this morning while announcing a multi-million-dollar federal grant to get the city off the gas and onto an electric grid.
Mayor Adams went to the Bronx to announce plans for a cleaner, greener city.
It's time to get rid of those names like Asthma Alley and produce healthy environments and healthy alleys.
He was joined by Congressman Adriano Espaillat in announcing federal grants to fund 180 additional electric school buses and a charging depot at the busy Hunts Point Market.
This is how we clean the environment. This is how we clean the air. A bus at a time, right? A truck at a time.
The additional buses will quadruple the city's e-fleet, and the charging station will help transition the 15,000 trucks that travel through the Hunts Point neighborhood each year. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM.
In other news, police looking for the guy who stole nearly $5,000 in artwork from a Brooklyn gallery last month. Cops say the thief broke into Tiger Bob on 35th Street about 5:30 p.m. February 24th and sashayed off with about 30 pieces of art. It almost makes you wonder how. Did the guy have big arms with a wide grip, or did he back a U-Haul up to the joint, or what? How do you make off with 30 pieces in one swoop? Well, he did, and he's still out there, so if you see a guy walking around in a trench coat with a particularly square outline under every inch of his coat. A heartbreaker out of Brooklyn from the weekend after police say a little three-year-old boy was found dead with neck trauma inside an apartment. Newsman Glenn Shuck says they've taken a person of interest into custody on that.
We know that someone placed a 911 call to police about a quarter to 10 last night, the apartment building here on New York Avenue in Clarkson. And when police arrived, they found this three-year-old boy unresponsive, no breathing. Rushed him to Kings County Hospital, which is literally right down the street here. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Now, initially, we're being told about trauma to his head and body that were discovered, including his neck. But it'll take the medical examiner to determine the exact cause of death. Now, who's responsible here is what is unclear. The superintendent of the building tells me that the boy would often be watched by a babysitter, a friend of the family, and that person was possibly with the child at the time. As the investigation continues, we'll keep you updated from the scene. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, East Flatbush.
Yeah, it is so sad.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!